Good evening. You're listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We endeavor to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we're going to have about 2 hours of fine modern mainstream jazz. We'll take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes. We'll be back for a second hour, so we hope you'll stick around. Tonight I'm going to do installment two of my highlighting of the recorded jazz work of vibraphonist Milt Jackson. As I stated last week, the prominent vibist during the swing era, the 30s and early 40s, was Lionel Hampton and Red Norvell. And when the bebop scene came along, the pioneer on the vibes was Milt Jackson. We're going to sample some of his work tonight, and this will be Milt Jackson outside of the Modern Jazz Quartet. Milt played with the Modern Jazz Quartet for about 20 years. But on the side, he recorded many, many albums with other artists. And so we're going to highlight some of the work outside of the Modern Jazz Quartet. And we're going to open up with his album on the Atlantic label, cut in 1957, called Plenty, Plenty Soul. This is the title track. It's an all-star aggregation, too many personnel to recount. It's a little big band, but it does. You'll hear Joe Newman on trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Cannibal Adderley on alto sax. Art Blakey pushes it through on drums. This is an arrangement and composition by Quincy Jones called Plenty, Plenty Soul. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fade on that one. It's an Atlantic album cut by our highlight artist of the week, Milt Jackson, called Plenty Plenty Soul. That was a title track. It was arranged by the great Quincy Jones, and among others, you heard Horace Silver on piano, Joe Newman on trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, besides Milt on vibes.
Well, I'm going to start off with Roland Kirk from an album called Kirk's Work. And he's backed here by Jack McDuff on organ, Joe Benjamin on bass, Art Taylor on drums. And Roland starts off with a rather conventional solo on flute. And after an interlude on organ by Jack McDuff, he returns with tenor sax, Menzel, and Stritch that he's going to play all at the same time. Now, the Menzel and Stritch are unusual versions of the alto sax and soprano sax, and he polishes off with a siren, which sounds like a slide whistle, and then he returns for another solo on flute. So let's listen to a tune Roland wrote called Funk Underneath.
Thank you.
And it was Roland Kirk with his group from a tune he wrote called Funk Underneath. Roland on multiple instruments, Jack McDuff on organ, Joe Benjamin on bass, Art Taylor on drums. It was only a quartet, but they had enough instruments for an octet. From an album called Kirk's Work on the Prestige label, released in 1961.
Next up, our highlight artist, Mel Jackson. Enters the recording studio with the giant, the founder of modern jazz tenor sax, Coleman Hawkins. Mel Jackson's nickname was Bags, and a lot of people called Coleman Hawkins the Bean, so this album was appropriately called Bean Bags. And I'm going to play a composition written by Coleman Hawkins that became a favorite with the jazz musicians down through the years. Heard on quite a few different albums, a little thing called Stuffy, and the Hawk and Bags are backed up by Kenny Burrell on guitar, Tommy Flanagan on piano. Those two gentlemen are out of Detroit, gravitated to New York City scene. Eddie Jones on bass, who worked with the Basie band. Connie Kay on drums, who was in the Modern Jazz Quartet with Mel Jackson on drums. And this is Stuffy.
Thank you.
swinger called Stuffy, written by the tenor sax man you heard on that track, Coleman Hawkins. Of course, our highlight artist of the week, Mo Jackson, was there on vibes, backed up by a swinging rhythm section of Tony Flanagan on piano, Eddie Jones on bass, and Connie Kay on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from the Duke Ellington Orchestra. It's from a signature CBS album released in 1989, called The Best of Duke Ellington. It's kind of a presumptuous title, but there's some great solos in this number. We'll hear from Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, Britt Woodman on trombone, and we'll finish up with Sam Woodyard with a nice brush solo on drums. It's a tune Ellington wrote that you don't hear very often. It's called Play the Blues and Go. Thank you. And it was Play the Blues and Go, a tune written by the Duke from an album called The Best of Duke Ellington on the CBS Signature label. Great solos there by Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, Britt Woodman on trombone, Sam Woodyard on drums, and you could hear Duke copying behind almost all of them. A great tune.
Next up, from my selection of Milt Jackson CDs, LPs, is one that Milt cut on the United Artists label in 1958. And this is quite an aggregation. We've got Benny Goldsman on tenor sax, Art Farmer on trumpet. Benny Goldsman and Art Farmer were working together at that time, as they had their own group called the Jazz Tet. And also Tommy Flanagan out of Detroit on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, who was in the rhythm section of the Miles Davis Quintet at that time, Connie Kay on drums, who was in the Modern Jazz Quartet with Milt Jackson at that time. And this is a jazz classic that's played all down through the years now, written by the tenor man in the group Benny Golson, called Whisper Not. Thank you. It was Betty Golson's jazz classic, Whisper Not. It was from a United Artists album cut by Milt Jackson called Bag's Opus. And along with Milt Jackson on vibes, we had a tenor sax solo by the composer, Benny Golson. Art Farmer was on trumpet, and the piano work was done by Tommy Flanagan.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by drummer Joe Jones. It's from a Vanguard album called The Essential Joe Jones. And backing him up are Count Basie on piano, his former employer, and the rest of the group is mostly alumni from the Count Basie band. We've got Emmett Berry on trumpet, Benny Green on trombone, Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Walter Page on bass, and Freddie Green on guitar. It's a Saul Chaplin, Sammy Kahn tune entitled Shoeshine Boy. Thank you. Okay, that was a happy group. That was a group led by drummer Joe Jones. It had Count Basie on piano, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Benny Green on trombone, Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Walter Page on bass, and Freddie Green on drums. It was Shoeshine Boy. It was from an album entitled The Essential Joe Jones. That was one of the first albums I ever bought as a teenager, using my wages from JCPenney's in the Village Shopping Center. And I literally wore it out. And I was ecstatic when it came out on CD. And in reading the notes on a CD, I find out that laugh on the end is not Joe Jones. It's Benny Green.
Gosh, I thought it was Joe Jones all these years.
Yeah, me too.
Learn something new every year, every day on this show. I got a chuckle out of that. Okay, we're gonna do the highlight, the ballad artistry of Milt Jones Jackson. And this is a Savoy album that cut early in his career, obviously because of the title, Meet Milt Jackson. And here's Milt on vibes, of course. Wade Leggy on piano. I think he was working in the Gillespie Band at the time. Wendell Marshall on bass, who was working in the Ellington Band at the time. Kenny Clark on drums. It says Lucky Thompson on tenor sax. I'm not sure Lucky is on this track. We'll have to find out. And this is a beautiful ballad, Flamingo. Thank you. Jackson on vibes, Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, doing Flamingo.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We're finishing up the first hour. We'll have some news at the top of the hour, and then we'll be back for another hour. We hope you'll stick around and stay with us. We're going to wrap it all up now with the Dave Brubeck Quartet from an album entitled Jazz at Oberlin. That's Oberlin College in Ohio. It's got Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Lloyd Davis on drums, Ron Crotty on bass, and it's a Nancy Hamilton Morgan Lewis tune originally written for a 1940 musical entitled Two for the Show. The tune is entitled How High the Moon.